Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Today's psalm reminds us to always give praise to the Lord our God when life is good, when life is mundane, and especially when life is unbelievably horrible and hope is fading away. Praising God is glorifying God through word, prayer, or song, which may seem easy to accomplish, but how many times do we blame God for the bad and uncomfortable things that happen to us instead of praising Him for giving us the strength to endure, giving us people to support us, and giving us the hope that whatever happens, God will always be with us? And what about those plentiful times when life is just cruising along or going great? How many times do we forget to give God the glory He deserves for all the blessings we receive? Some people, even though they were hostages or prisoners of war, they never forgot to give praise to God during and after their ordeals. We know this because they told the world that what helped them survive was knowing they were not alone and repeating the words, the prayers, and the songs they had learned about God in their homes, in their churches, and in their schools. These are three of their stories. In November 1979, Iranian militants seized the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and held Catherine Coob and 51 others hostage for 444 days and held her in isolation. During her isolation, Catherine's faith allowed her to cope with her ordeal by drawing on what she learned growing up in an Orthodox household in Eastern Iowa. Concerning her time, Catherine said, "Without that faith, I don't know what I would have done. It never occurred to me not to use that faith. The strength that I had been told would be there when I needed it. I didn't like being a hostage, but I told myself that with the help of God, I'll get past." And because of her faith, she was able to leave her anger behind in Iran. In 1985, a group of Shiite Muslim extremists kidnapped, beat, and brutally tortured Terry Anderson in Lebanon for almost 7 years. Concerning his captivity, Anderson confessed, "There were times I didn't think I could get through another day. They were very, very difficult times." And then one day while Terry was praying, he realized he'd been praying for the wrong things. And of that moment, he says, "I prayed to be set free. I promised God I'll be good. Can I go home now? I made vows. It wasn't until I learned to stop praying for freedom and prayed instead for strength and faith that I received an answer. Somehow, you will find the strength to do it because God is answering your prayer. You can do what you have to do, and with God's strength, you will do it. And you will do it with a little grace and a little dignity." And during the Vietnam War, George Bud Day was shot down and held as a prisoner of war. After his release, he told everyone that one of the major motivators during his captivity was the faith he developed since his childhood. Colonel Day told everyone how his faith began when he was just 3 years old and started going to Sunday school. There, his Sunday school teacher made an impression that stayed with him throughout the years. Of her, he says, "She was quite an inspirational woman. I look back on her and still admire her today for her very common sense and easygoing approach. I thought about her a great deal while I was a prisoner in Vietnam." During his years of solitary confinement, Colonel Day said he had a lot of time to pray, many things to ask God, And he came to the realization, God doesn't intervene on your behalf every time you hope that he will. You just have to be convinced that he will give you the wisdom and the courage to take whatever knocks that may come along and respond as well as you are able. He also said, prayer and church time together with other prisoners were what allowed a lot of prisoners to survive and return with honor. For us, in our everyday lives, we could rephrase that statement to read, prayer and church time together with other parishioners and people allows us to love and serve the Lord and our neighbors as ourselves with faith, grace, and peace. Remember, praising God is glorifying God through word, prayer, or song. And when times are good, and there's always enough money, happiness, and health to go around, it's very easy for us as children of God to let our giving praise to God fall by the wayside, to let Christ become an inconvenience, and to forget everything we have is from God. But when life is good, let us remember to give God plenty of praise. Not because we have to, but because we want to give God praise for the wonderful things we are given and the bad times Christ has seen us through. When life is normal, that is a very good time to strengthen our faith and the faith of our children by glorifying God through word, prayer, and song, so that when the unthinkable horrible happens and our world crumbles, our faith and the faith of our children will be strong enough to carry us and to carry them through. And when our faith is strong, we will praise God from our hearts. We will be extra joyous and give generously in times of plenty. And we will be able to hold on tightly to our Lord Jesus Christ as we pass through the violent storms of life. Hold on and praise the Lord, because everything else on this planet, sea monsters, everything else in the water, fire, hail, snow, fog, wind, mountains, hills, trees, animals, insects, rulers of the world, and all the people, men and women, young and old together, are giving praise to our Lord. Let us praise the name of the Lord, for his name is exalted. And his splendor is over earth and heaven. Alleluia. This week, how can you give praise to God, glorifying him through word, prayer, and song in the week to come? How can you give praise to God, glorifying him through word, prayer, and song in the week to come?